2004 Milwaukee Brewers Cactus League game.
Join News Radio 620 KTAR's Larry Gators today from 1 till 3 at the Expo Design Center at Loop 101 in Scottsdale Road in Scottsdale for their spring home show. We'll have Expo Design gift cards for giveaways and more.
This generation rules the nation with version. Feel the anthem and full of love.
Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
And because I watch the VH1 Behind the Music whatever stuff, I know when they're talking about passing the duchy, they're not talking about a gong.
They're not?
No. It has to do with a large cooking pot, right?
Pot,
did I say pot?
No, I
didn't. Give this thing up. Welcome back to the Computer Corner. Before we go on, let's...
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Jeez.
We have to compress our show, so let's do Geek Speak of the Week very, very quickly.
Let's roll it up tight and compress it?
Yes. Let's zip it. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Pound of Cure Mode.
What?
I don't know. It's troubleshooting a problem that you would have been less severe if you had taken steps to prevent it. So if you had installed antivirus software, probably wouldn't have been infected by the worm. That's the Pound of Cure Mode.
Oh.
You
I
guys,
almost get it.
You guys do Geek Speak over on the East Coast?
No.
No.
We're going to have to change that.
You had one that was good. I think we're going to introduce to the show. You had a little acronym.
That's right.
Actually, not an acronym, but abbreviation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have what?
TLAs.
TLAs. It's not... So TLA of the week is... No, TLA is what?
Is a three-letter abbreviation.
Yeah.
So we have abbreviations for abbreviations.
Of course.
BLT.
That is so computer.
Abbreviations for abbreviations.
Speaking of antivirus, if you don't have one, you should...
We weren't speaking of antivirus.
I did.
Oh, okay.
At the end of my Geek Speak.
Right.
If you don't have an antivirus program, or you think you're updated and you find out that you're not, you can download a free version from AVG that we have on our website. It's a very good antivirus program. They do the updates. We prefer the Norton antivirus, but if you don't want to pay, if you want to save some shekels and still get some protection, AVG antivirus is available through our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show, and you'll see it as the featured free download of the week. All right, Stephen from the East Coast, you work in some, office supply, big mega conglomerate, we're not going to mention, where they sell things like Staples.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You got that?
We got that.
And Eric Jensen from our brand new Val Vista and Baseline store in Mesa, in Gilbert.
He works at a place, we can mention the name there, Data Doctors, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And he's got a brand new leather couch in there. It smells so good.
Oh, yeah, you walk in, it smells like a cow in here.
If you don't need your computer taken care of, doesn't matter. Go in and see Eric and just go sit on the couch.
Wake him up. He's usually napping on the couch.
Yeah, visit the homeless guy that's looking for a Krispy Kreme donut. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we talked about firewalls in the first half hour. If you have any question about it, lots of stuff posted at the website. Visit datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, see all the resources. Hopefully you'll learn more about firewalls and how to get one that works for you. And if not, then call us next week with that. Or call in if you can. Is that Danielle?
Danielle, I think that's Danielle.
Danielle has an HP Pavlovian?
Pavilion.
Oh, Pavilion, yes.
Our bad.
Yeah.
At Christmas time, I got a printer for Christmas.
Yes.
And we loaded it on my computer, worked fine. And then about a week later, Windows decided to crash.
Oh, goody.
I've never heard of that before.
No, that's so unlike Windows.
It's Windows XP Professional, and now I've gotten it back up and going and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I have had quite a few problems. I can't get my printer going now.
Well, let me ask, when you reinstalled it, did you take the crash system and just reinstall over the top of the crash stuff?
No.
You wiped it out and started over?
I wiped the whole hard drive clean and started from scratch.
And how did you decide to reinstall the printer driver? Did you pull the disk out and do all that stuff?
I right at first tried doing it without the disk.
You mean going to their website, or you just loaded the drivers that were built into 2000?
No,
or?
she just took the printer and set it on top, and maybe through osmosis it would know.
Oh, that's what you mean by...
She said she loaded it on top.
You loaded it on your computer.
I plugged it in.
Okay.
And had Windows XP try and find the driver.
Okay. Time out here. Most of today's HP printers, in order for them to work properly, before you plug them in, you have to load the drivers.
Okay, and then I went to HP's website last night.
Hello?
Hello, sorry.
I think you have caller ID, and somebody's trying to call.
Yes.
Call waiting, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay, so where are you at now? You tried to install it, now nothing's working.
I went through and deleted all of them. Last night went through, and I went to HP's website, and I cannot find the drivers at all.
I hate when that happens. I tell you what, Danielle, why don't you let's put you on hold. We're going to actually find that for you specifically and send you a link and all that stuff so that we can get you taken care
maybe
of.
Maybe Chris in there, he can go and talk with Danielle off the air, maybe try to go online, hook up, find the driver, say, here's the link, go there, email it to her, something cool like that.
Yeah, there you go. That's quality you can afford right here on this radio show.
Because that's going to be real painful for you know, the other 13 listeners.
How are we doing, break
we're,
time?
We're so good, we got like 4 minutes.
Let's go to Debbie in Gateway. No, Debbie has a gateway.
Two gateways.
Whoa!
Did you say two gateways?
Yes, I did.
I gave you an extra for free.
That's the power of
and
two.
We are on the Belkin router because we're on Cox cable modem.
Okay.
East Coast, by the way, made a frown when you said Belkin router, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, my husband bought it.
That's okay.
Yeah. And
just put him out, put him outside.
Put him out to pasture in Gilbert.
There you go.
Mm.
I'm in the pasture out in Goodyear, so.
Ah.
The other Gilbert.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a router. You have how many computers? Two?
Two.
And what is the consternation?
Well, my computer's older. It's still running Windows 98, which works just fine.
Okay.
We had XP came with the other gateway.
Yes.
Which we've since gotten rid of. But
You got rid of XP or the gateway?
I'm sorry, Millennium. Millennium.
Okay.
Sorry.
You had Windows Many Errors Edition?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
it
and
came
then,
with the computer.
And then you wiped that out and installed Windows XP?
No, we have 2000 now.
Windows 2000, okay.
Well, before that, though,
okay. We're
somebody,
all over the map here. You've got every operating system installed on every computer in your house, it sounds like, to
so
me.
We have a 98 machine and a Windows 2000 machine connected to a Belkin router to Cox high-speed internet.
Correct.
Okay, what's the problem?
Prior to putting 2000 on, when it still had Millennium, my husband's computer got so logged up with either viruses or cookies or whatever, we had pop-ups constantly.
Yes.
That the machine would lock up within 4 minutes, and you'd have to, you know, start all over again.
Once again, quality you can afford.
4 minutes ought to be plenty of time to get done what you need to get done.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Yes, you would.
All right, so you wiped everything out in hopes that would take care of things.
Right.
Started
over, loaded 2000. We even did the pop-up software that Cox gives you. I've tried the one from Yahoo.
Hey, Debbie, because we're doing a radio show, I'm sorry, but we got to get to where the problem part comes in.
Okay. We also have AOL, so don't laugh at me for that.
Okay.
But we can get into AOL just to read our email. We can't go to the Internet from AOL.
What happens when you try to go to the Internet?
You don't go anywhere. It just says there's a settings error.
Okay. There's so many possibilities here. Can we get that extra hour from the Diamondbacks so we can take care of Debbie?
Well, I can send you an email, though.
Okay, anything that you've installed in there to, like, fix your computer, you know, any one of those could be causing an issue. A firewall program that was installed that shouldn't have been, or Norton Utilities, or there's so many things
or
that could have been
installed. Or AOL's not configured to use your high-speed internet connection, or...
But she can get her mail, though. So, that, which is web-based.
Yeah.
So when you try to go to any web page anywhere with the regular, that blue E, the Internet Explorer?
That's fine.
Oh, that works fine.
Yeah.
So it's an AOL issue.
Yes.
And I think it's because either the router thinks it's a, you know, the firewall thinks it's a virus or what?
Mm-mm. No. Well, yeah, AOL is kind of a virus.
Yes. We will all agree about that.
Actually, it's a virus and it's spyware all in one nice, neat little package that you pay for. Yeah. So it's real easy. Just get rid of AOL. All right, let's go to Mike on a...
Actually, we know what we're going to do.
Debbie?
Hey, Debbie, we've got like a million different possibilities for you. It sounds like your best bet's either going to be to get on the phone with AOL or try to reinstall AOL or decide that, you know what, I've got high-speed internet. What do I need AOL for anymore again?
Did you know you can go check your AOL email from a regular web browser?
Yes.
Without going through AOL software?
Yes.
And did you know that the stuff that AOL's spoon-feeding you, you can get yourself and decide what you really want to see instead of having them serve it up to you?
Well, the biggest problem is I have a home business, and everyone knows that AOL email, and
that's
I've
fine.
Had it for 3 years. So
yeah, that's fine. You can maintain that email address, but just forget about trying to use the AOL web service because it's not really the web anyway.
Right.
A mini web.
But anyway, yeah, I would, you know, if you install the new version, so on and so forth. So we're going to put you on hold as well. We're going to a break here.
Today is hold day.
Well, you know, we can't, we're trying to, you know, help them out.
Obscure problems.
Something. The Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR, a game shortened edition, but we will be right back after this.